You came out from the sugya, if you remember, is your papa and a bona bit of shore versus your huna, whether you can use kesset, shava kesset, whether you can use subin, whether you can use subin to pay up the person's debt. That's what we came out. If you ask your papa and a bona bit of shore, it's not that damage. And if you ask a Pope and a Gunabin, sure, what would they say? Yotze, Rabbi Subin. And if you ask Rav Huna, he's a Mapitom. So only if you've got nothing else, you don't have any Maitav, you don't have any money, cash, then you can use. So when I had the Rabbi Natan Paskin, you pass on Rav Huna. You can't use Subin. Can't use Subin. Yes. So, I saw here, I'm just trying to see where I saw it, but I saw here, oh, give me a second. Right, that the Avnei Milui, he asked the Kasha, that we know by Kiddushin, how you Mekadosh and Yeshua. Anyone ever thought about how you mekadosh an isha? How did you marry your wife? A kesef. You gave her money.
Otherwise.
You gave her money. Oh, shoveh kesef. You gave shoveh kesef. You gave a ring. I've yet to see somebody giving silver under the hook. No. But if the koi, how do you know the Torah says, Kira kira has to be Mr. Ephra and has to be Kesef. So how do you know you can give Shava Kesef? How do you know? How do you know you can give them a Tabas? Because Yoshiv told me not just Kesef, but even Shava Kesef. Afraid that we're doing in our Gemara, we see Rabbi Natan Paskins that you only can give Shava Kesef if you don't have Kesef. If you have kesef, you have to give kesef. So how can we be mekadosh an isha with the tabas, with the shovel kesef? If somebody's got kesef, he has to give kesef.
It's me, brother. And on the circumstance, in case of the woman, she wants a tabas, it's
me. So what if she wants it?
Maybe she wants.
Maybe she wants cash, you asked her. Huh? You asked her? Maybe she prefers cash?
She wants. It's an open order, a ring.
As well, like the engagement ring, right? She's happy to get both, but maybe she would.
She's done okay. I can say so.
Well, that's a good kasha.
I don't know if you want to add addition to seek it in the first place.
So, kicha kicha, we learn from Stay Ephraim that you can give, you have to give kesef, right? And how do you know that you can give Shabbat kesef? It's from the same Josh of Yoshev. Yosef, Rabbi Shava Kesef. I mean, we learn out from Nizoka. We learn from Nizoka that you see that Shava Kesef is like Kesef.
Yosef is the Indian of Zeke.
Why shouldn't it be? Yosef, Machatas, in a case where you don't have Kesef, you can give Shava Kesef. Yeah, we don't know a reason why it should be Daf Kuin Nizoka. See, Yosef, what is this Kate? Right, so he wants to say, Rabbi Nochem Hartsovich, Hoshiva of Mir, wants to say that, with an added Nakud here, the reason why you can't give Subin or Shove Kesef is because in Hilchas Meitav, by Nizokim is a din of Meitav, which requires you to give the best. The best is either Karka best or liquid cash. Give Shava Kesef is not the best. That's why you can't give Shava Kesef Echatchili. We learned from Nizokin that Shava Kesef is like Kesef. It's true, Shava Kesef is like Kesef, but it's not Meitav, meaning it's not as Meitav as Kesef. It's the closest to Kesef, like we saw this. That's why Baal Chayin has to give Metatlan if you can, because it's the closest to Kesef, but it's not Kesef. In the Hilchas Meitav, that's where Rav Huna was making the Kaddish. Oy Kesef, Oy Karka, that's because of Hilchas Meitav. Hilchas Meitav requires you to give either the best karka or the best type of metalkalim, which is cash. But if you don't have cash, then we go down to the second tier, which is Yoshim, tells you the Abishabak Yasir. When it comes to Kiddushin, there's no din bechlal of Mishka. So we just learn from the basic halacha that Yoshim Shabak Yasir is a kiss.
Huh?
That's the payback, yeah.
So,
not gone.
The way in is the lowest
and
the way out.
Yeah, no, it's not the lowest. The way in, we're not saying it's the lowest. We're saying that Yosef, we love from Yosef that Yosef is like, that Shabbat Kesef is like Kesef. Just there happens to be another din, which Rav Huna is telling us, that regarding Zokin, there's a din you have to pay Meitav. Meitav is Meitav Karka or Meitav Kesef. Or Kesef. That's Meitav. Anything lower than that, it's already a lowest here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Do
you know the question? No. So you can't tell me the question after the answer. That means the answer was clear to you, and therefore you're now going back. You can't hear the question. The answer is so good that you can't hear
the question. I'm saving the cases.
Why?
Because by the damage, you're forcing him to take acceptance from him.
Yeah, yeah.
The situation was forced upon him. He has no ability to say what I don't want this situation on.
But that's Makori.
But here she doesn't have to accept it. She doesn't have to accept the ring.
Okay.
She doesn't have to accept it. She wants it. She doesn't accept it.
But too much she's gonna have an issue with you under the kufa.
She can say no. She can say
it. It won't make a difference if she could say no or not.
Why does it make a difference?
Why?
Not forcing him. Or across the board, Subin is a form of payment.
When?
Always a payment.
No.
It's always a payment.
It's a not true. Only payment.
What?
Only payment counts.
I'm saying in the case of Mizikin, because you forced it upon him, you can't tell him what payment to accept. You can't say, accept anything I'm going to give you. So we want to be the best. We want to give the best. It was forced upon the situation. We want to give the best. He or she got the forced.
Yeah,
it's not the same case.
She wants, I don't understand. Could you be mechanical with something that's not kesef? Because that's what she wants.
Yeah.
No. To give her something which is a shavi. Why? Because she gets a certain shavi of money-wise. The halacha is learned from kiru kiru, Mr. Efren. It has to be some type of kesef. That's what you're learning from kiru kiru, Mr. Efren. It has to be some type of kesef. So if that's Makur, you can't be Mekanshan Isha by being Churish HaFirish, right? Because it has to be Kiru Kiru Zeven, it has to be Kesef. So if that's Isot, and we see here that Shabbat Kesef is not Kesef, it's only Kesef if there's no Kesef, but otherwise not considered Kesef. How do you know that you can be Mekanshan with the Tabas? So what she wants to accept it, but that doesn't help us. If the Halacha is, then Shabbat Kesef is not really Kesef. It's only if you don't have kesef, you can give Shabbat kesef, then how can you learn from here to tell me you can be Mekadosh Nisha with Shabbat kesef? So what she wants it, but Kicha Kicha Masei tells me the method of Kiddushin is with kesef. That's what Kicha tells me. No. Yes, that's our question. Because Yashiv, we only know it's in a case where ain't known. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Mm-hmm. The Pasuk made up all kesef. If anybody, then you give Shabbat kesef. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. So if we follow that down, should come out, then Einoi, that's when we'll say Shabbat kesef is kesef by Kiddushin. Then it's not true that it didn't have to give kesef. That's what the question is. So I'd say, okay, you could suggest your other answer. Yes, it could be also true. Answer that Jim Nachum saying, is that, no, there's no, if you don't have, then all of a sudden it becomes kesef. It was always kesef. Just as a din in meitav, that you have to give meitav, which is either karka or kesef. That's in Hilchos Rav Huna. He's telling you, oy kesef, oy meitav, because that's all darkness of meitav. And then in Hilchos Nizokin, you have to give meitav. If you don't have meitav, okay, you give the next verse. But we can still learn out from Nizokin that you see the next best is still called Kesef, you still pay up with it. Because otherwise, how would it help to pay? So we see from Nizokin, Yashiv Kesef is like Kesef. Happens to be a din, and it was made up that you have to give Kesef. If you can't give Kesef, Then you can give the Yosha against the Surin. Hashem came by Kedusha, but there's no din in the Torah. So we see, Achatrila Yosha, you're allowed to give Surin. Right?
No, how about Sikkum together?
Sikkum of what?
Of all these cases. Mashallah, my mind is going through like the case of, let's say, somebody was damaged by, so he's supposed to get EDs.
Right.
But if he doesn't have any, if he either made this for cash,
right? Okay, let's go through it then. Nizok, what's his name, Nizok? According to, do you want halach l'maisi, you want the sugya?
Sugya,
okay, so you're making everything in pen and paper, all right, or you have your laptop, whatever you want. According to Papa and Abba Rabbi Yeshua, they said you can pay with either meitav, karka, or kesef, or suvin. That's what they said you can pay. Those are the words they said. And Rav Huna said the words is you have to pay, and it's not going to matter, you have to pay meitav or kesef, one of those two. If you don't have, then you can give shavah kesef. That's the governor's opinion. Now, how do you pass him about it? So the Rif said you pass him like a popper of Hunabri Dushua. The Rif said you pass him like a popper of Hunabri Dushua, and you can give either all three. Any of the three is fine, right? Kalka, meat, Kalka, Kesef, or Subin, you can give any of that. And that's how the Rif passed
him. Yes, the master's choice.
Yeah.
So that's all
the and the Rabbeinu Tam said, no, we pass on Rabbeinu. We pass on Rabbeinu that you have to give either Kesef or Meitav. You cannot give Subin unless you don't have. In the Rosh, we saw that the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, as we understand, that Rabbeinu and Papa and Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Shah are not arguing on Rabbeinu. They're all in agreement with Papa and Rav Huna Shah just kind of explain the psukim, but they're not actually arguing with Rav Huna, and everyone agrees to this thing that you pay kesef or meitav. Only if you don't have, then you can give yoshiv, you can give suvin, which is another form of meitav. That's the sikkum of Mizrachi.
No, but karka, it's not any part. It has to be this karka. What ban is karka? That one word either? If a person had been as far, would that also be
good? That's what made up. So now Shad is what's made up, right? And I have a little bit of feed on the spot. Huh?
No, the reason why I'm asking is because, like, the guy has, let's say, the world of Rav Papa and Pumbin and Shah.
Okay.
If the Mazik has been in this property, and he has, of course. And Zvoris. Zvoris, we know he can't get the Zvoris. We talked about that the other day.
That, so he doesn't have
meter. Right? No. That's what I'm saying. That could be, at that point, then he just could he give me the
Surim
or the Ban?
If he doesn't have Idis Karka, then he can give Surim.
China
is that what does it mean he doesn't have in his car?
Right.
If not, obviously, you go come to him, and of course, he does have in his car.
Right.
If not, obviously, you go according to the Nizik. Then he might not have in his car. If you go to Shah Oilam, also, he might not have in his car. In a case when he doesn't have in his car, whichever one it is, however you get there, doesn't have in his car, then the halacha is that you can give Surim. Either Meitav, if you can't give Meitav, then you can give Surim.
Or you can give Allah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think about if the Nisa
is a good Shaida. In a case, it's a good Shaida. What happens if he's got a Mustamin Yerak? If he's come to the Rosh, it should come out. If he's got Beninis, Zibois, and Surim, so he has to give Surim. Under the Rosh, because Subin is a type of meter. Bainis and Zabuz is definitely not. That's Rosh stress twice. So that's what he has to give you, he has to give meter, right? So that's the so now to come back into the Rosh, he calls it. Remember, we learned the Gemara not Mukhaf, the Rosh says that. Okay, so that.
So the moral of the story is that.
No, no morals.
Okay, but Yossi, the build a fence and don't get damaged. You gotta protect yourself, otherwise, you can really not only get damaged, but you can burn out on the trying to get damaged.
Okay. What are the morals for?
If the Nizik says, I'm on the Venus.
Rashi said that Mazik can take a bainus without he can choose what he wants. That's what the Mazik, that's what Rashi said. The Nizik, yeah. That's just the Rashi of Zayin on base. Okay, yeah. Rashi Dam Diamond Base says that Nizik can take what he wants. So he could take bain, he could if he wants the bain in this, he could take it. Yeah. Okay, that was Rashi and Tase's Chesmut Base as well. Tase's Chesmut Base, Rashi Diamond Base, Rosh was chiddush on that point. The Rosh held that the Nizik's the one who chooses what to give, the Mazik's the one who chooses what to give, not the Nizik. Yeah.
Did he say Rashi said the Nizik chooses?
Yeah.
What's the scenario there? He had a Benis
and it is, and if you want to say the Benis, you can take the Benis. Rashi, long Rashi then, of Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, so you see lots of variables. Okay, moving on to Balchoyd. Balchoyd was simpler. What's the name of Balchoyd?
It's cash.
If you have cash, you have to pay cash. If you don't have cash, you can pay Benis, and you can't force the lover to sell his Karka transfer into cash.
If you have
EDs
and
only
Ben and
Kenzie
Boris and no
Ben in this,
you cannot force
me to leave. That's post-talk. Right. Not at all. And the final case is you got a employee and an employer, you have to pay with cash. If he doesn't have cash, but he's got other things, you can hire him to convert into cash and pay cash. That was sick. Yeah, sure, we can keep going, but let's keep going in front. Now, test on the other writer. Omar Rav Asi. Did you got to the end of the moment?
Do we have it here?
Yeah, we could do.
We said that. I remember that.
Omar Rav Asi.
Asi, where are we
again? After the KML. CKML? You see KML? Right, Omar Vasi. Ksofim Harhen Kikalka. Ksofim as the same day as Kalka. Vasi was very cryptic. I guess had he spoken himself out a bit clearer, we wouldn't need to learn the whole of next Ahmed. But he didn't. This is what he said. Ksofim Harhen Kikalka. That was his cryptic statement. Ksofim has the same day as Kalka. Faith the Gemara of my Hilton's. What is the, what's come to tell? Eleven in your meter. If you send me, they should know that Kesev is like Karka regarding meter. That either give Karka or Kesev. And Ravune. That's Ravune. So what's the Gemara's Kasha?
It's superfluous
for who?
For Ravasa to make a statement.
Why not? Rasi's an Amoyer, Puna's an Amoyer, the written title.
Okay.
Right, the question on Rabin and Rashi. Why, Rabin and Rashi, why are you bringing this statement after you've already just brought me Rabuna? Rabuna, you just told me Rabuna said it. Now, Rashi, the same thing, it's the same thing. Why are you saying it again? So in the end of the Gemara, you've seen maybe, but the end of the Gemara saying, "No, that's just what we mean." When I said that, not so Rashi said, but the Gemara, the beginning doesn't like to say such a thing. Rashi brought it down that they're going to say a new chiddush. So the Ma'ir was so what he allowed to come to me. Either he made tonight, Ravuna, Ella, Mishnei Achim, two brothers, Shechol Koy, and they divided up a Yerusha. One took Karka and one took Sofi. And then, a Balchoy, if somebody owed money, the father owed money. So the creditor, the one who lent the money, he's coming to take his money back. Now, he can't take the cash. Why can't he take cash? Because the Tavli, the Yasmi, Loi Mishati, the Tatlin will be so mean, is not Mishuddin. So they got cash through from the father, but that's not got any Shuddin on it. So anything left is to take is Karka. So he went to throw the Karka for the one that took the one that had the Karka. So now Rav Asi comes to tell me Chiddush. So here's the Chiddush of Rav Asi, the other eye, this guy that had his karka taken away, his brother that had his karka taken away, can go mishokil palga miksofin badin, can demand half of the money that his brother received to buy that. I lost my Yerusha, you got your Yerusha, so since I've lost mine, it wasn't my fault, it was my father, our father borrowed money, so I lost my Yerusha because he took away the karka which was mishobed. So if I lost my Yerusha, so you should share with me your heart, your feeling. Fair enough?
What's the idea?
Bahadeh, with him.
Oh.
Bahadeh, with him. Bahadeh is with an Arab, this is with a him.
Bahadeh, with him.
With him. Meshagel, Palgut, Ksobim Bahadeh, to take half the payment with half of the money with him. Right. Trade the Gemara, Pshita, don't need Rav Asi to tell me that. Every school child could have known. Hi, bro. Hi, love, bro. Hi, bro. Hi, love, bro. Hi, bro. Hi, love, bro. Boy, is this guy a son and the other guy not? Right? Obviously, they're both children, both got the same chiyuvim to pay off the father's debts. So, just like that, he got his karka taken away and he lost his Yerusha. So, I, who got my Yerusha, have to share with my brother. That's obviously.
Yeah, but a chiyuv to pay the father's debts?
Yeah.
And this, but not with, okay, it's just from where they
come. Only from karka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, made it. Since we both had this chiyuv, I happen to have the karka, so I had to give it up. But you also had that chiyuv, so you just have to give up half your cash. Right, which is that we should be equal.
No,
to do
that.
You do? No,
because that karka came with the chiyuv already on. Because
if
they acquire a new property, they don't have to pay.
Right, that's exactly. They're going to have to relinquish their property because they're to the.
Exactly. That's nothing to it. They don't have any obligation in the stuff that they did that. It's just because the property is already leaned on.
Okay.
Why do people have to do with cash?
Not Meshuvah.
Why? I don't know. Why? What's the matter? He doesn't make savvy loan.
Huh?
We're concerned that it's payable. Why? What's the difference? If a person owes his own money back,
because there's no coil on it, there's no.
So what?
Okay.
I don't understand. What's what? He's owed money. His father wants to be paid back, probably because we should mind, he's owed money. That's what we should consider given that. Consider given at the time of death, or is it at there is some world? Formal distribution.
No, that's so, the original definite time of death. Once it divided up, it might come up the kuchis that's there, the rest of the world. But the original actual inheritance happens when the father dies. The original goes to all of them, they now become equal partners on the property.
They divided the original, they were aware that it was a sheep?
Maybe, yeah, maybe not.
I mean, is the brother took the land except at risk?
Oh, we'll see you next time in the Gemara. And first thing, at the moment, the Gemara is saying, Mechatei, so why not? They both.
I'm surprised it says Peshia.
Why not?
Because they divided the land, and that's what it is.
Why do what it is? You've also got, you're just as much as a child of a Mechia, of the Chayiv and I.
You've this would be what has the most to do. Is that upon the brothers himself or the land that carries this?
No. Let the land come carry it. That land is our value.
That's the brother that has the obligation.
Why should it be?
What's the side of the standard?
No, why should the brother now have the obligation? That land was always Meshuvah, and therefore your Yerusha, you and Yerusha feel that was Meshuvah. So as much as that brother has to give it up, you also have to give it up. So how much of the land of Yerusha is there? There's only Kesef, so that's why we have to divide up the Kesef. Turns out that the Karka was never up for Yerusha. So what was left? Just the Kesef, so you go 50-50.
This could be like 10 years after the turn of
the be 60 years. Right. Much it is. If we're going to go down that way, we can make lots and lots of stories and lots of complications. And let's try and keep to what they were saying, and then afterwards we can. Thing. There's a taste that's similar to what you're saying, but I just want to, at the moment, understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the brothers inherited a land together and money together. The land was, it was discovered, there was Meshuvah to somebody else. So it turns out that land was never really for them, and both the brothers really had to give up that land. And therefore, how much of that, what yours was, it was just the Kesef, so you should have to divide up the Kesef. That's what the
That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That's cheetah, says the Gemara, not just reasonable. Cheetah. That's just what we say. Cheetah. Right? Hi, bro. Hi, love. Hi, bro. Hi, bro. That's the first matter for the Gemara. Here could the homie. Now the Gemara says a different nusim. Other, I believe, the piece. Just the opposite. You said it's cheetah. I'm saying cheetah the opposite. Of course. I don't need Rav Asi to tell it to me. It's so poshut. That was poshut. Says, it can't be that this is what Ravasi is telling me, because the halacha is posh at the opposite. It can't be Ravasi is coming to tell me that the brother would have to give up half of his cash, because the halacha is just opposite. He doesn't have to. Because when the two brothers took they divided up the loan, the Yerusha, each one took a gamble. Because if you take cash, there's always a risk of getting stolen. Field can't get stolen, but cash can be. So the guy that took cash must be off his rocks, he must be off his mind. Why is he taking cash, putting cash at a risk that he might lose it? It's a much better deal to take the car. So pshat is because he took a gamble, and the other one also took a gamble. Each person took a gamble. Why? He took a gamble, I'm taking cash, it might get stolen. I took this gamble because the karka might just be taken for a loan. Maybe it's meshuvah to some. And if the karka is meshuvah, the karka will get lost. So I took this cash with a smart, with the understanding I might lose it because it might get stolen. But I prefer this because rather than having the karka taken away by Baal Chayim. The person took the karka, why did he take karka? Even though Baal Chayim could take it away. Because he realized it could be taking cash as that risk. As I prefer taking karka with the risk that maybe somebody will take it rather than taking cash and would have to be worried about stealing.
So they're gambling.
So each one was gambling. Each one took a gamble.
Not the whole gambling.
Each one had a gamble when they did something, right? So therefore, if now in fact the sub-Balchik does take the land, the person who took the land can't, the person who had the land, the brother had the land, can't come crying, say, give me half of the cash. 1 second. That was the reason why you didn't take my cash, right? You didn't take my cash because you preferred taking karka at the risk that somebody might take it away, rather than taking cash which might get stolen. So just like if my cash was stolen, I couldn't come to you and say, pay up half. So too, if your karka is taken away, you can't come up and say, pay up. So my favorite Kanye is not such a simple statement to say. For instance, have you ever gone away on a vacation, rented the house somewhere? Yeah, you have?
Yeah.
You checked it out beforehand, you took thousands of pictures to make sure every room was perfect?
Yeah.
You managed to, otherwise you wouldn't go away? There's always a bit of a gamble, no? Maybe it's not exactly how you would like it. Right, maybe, and yet, if you go there, and you agree to either house, you have to pay. You can't say, you come there, you say, oh, it's like exactly like you wanted it. It's not that I can't have money. That's not a gamble. Yeah. That's a normal business transaction.
The AC doesn't work.
There's something broken with it, maker. Okay. There's something broken with it. Even that's not that smart. That kind of zombie. You have to know what. You have to know. If you buy a fridge and it's got a little dent in it, that's not make a toast.
Rich.
I'm just giving an example. I'm just giving an example. Anyway, you see that it's all dent. If the motor's not working on the fridge, you're right. That's a make a toast. It's more dent. It's not make a toast. So what's up, shop? There's certain things which define the whole sale as non-starting, and certain things which are just as its benefits. So you have to know which thing. There's always a slight gamble a person does. It's not smachta leikanya. Smachta leikanya is very limited to
gambling.
To gamble. This is not a gamble. This is a business transaction. I have a choice between either taking karka or taking kesef.
We all agree.
And the business transaction is, it's kedai for me to take this as opposed to that. Because that entails looking after the cash, preventing it from being stolen. And this doesn't, I've decided to take this, it's not gambling up top. Okay, so that's what the Gemara said. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Adirabi can't be, the first job is saying, I don't need to have asked it so poshut. And the second job is saying, it can't be if I even said that, because Adirabi is not out. So obviously, a bit of a cash on the word cheetah, if you go on the other side to look at it. Right, the first job was saying, poshut, hi brother, I know what. The second job is saying, just the opposite. So it's a bit of a cash on the pshita. Mm-hmm. Well, at least the Gemara this side, it's a bit of a right for Yossi's pshita, which is not normally so pshita. But here you see the Gemara is here, even though it also asks the cash that one uses, but pshita, not to answer this cash, I just said. Okay, so that's the two. That's, so we've thrown out that one. Can't be the one to cash, one to karka, can't be. Right? Rashi. I know the Indian meter. See where the rash is. First line is Lay Kesef Mashmalon. Yes, check out that Indian meter.
Yeah.
Rashi, the Indian meter.
Oh, it's the
affiliation in this. Even if he has idis, misale bekesef, iboy, they can pay up with kesef if he likes. I don't know if one, that's what Avona told us already. He should have said, so Rav Asi says, why do you say, Rav Asi, Omer Rav Asi? Just say, Bechein Omer Rav Asi. So Elamai means there was a different case, that one had karka, but not all karka. So one had karka, one had kesef. And then the malchay came, but not all karka. He took karka, mishvil, koivay sabiyan, because of the debts of the father. So then the ozla hayach, his brother who now had his karka taken away from him, mishokil palgad b'ksofim, and he'll take half the cash. Im echo, with his brother, or ochi, probably better, with his brother singular, and that's what Rav Asi meant when he said, Harahein Kerkarka, meaning the Baal Ksopim, the one who took the money, Nami Ipora, also has to pay Chatzi Choyvoy Shel Oviv, half the debt of his father. Hi, Rav Ailoi, Baal Ksopim, the person took the cash. He wasn't a brother to have this obligation to pay up the debt of his father. But the Baal of the Kalkut was, they're both the same. They both have the same obligation to ensure that the land that was Meshuvah is given over to the person who has it. So therefore, what on earth is Rav Asi's Chiddush? And the other pshat was Ikadami to the Idach Kisafachina, just the opposite, the other way we're asking. The Baal Ksofim Loila, the one who took the cash, is not obligated. The Omalei the Baal Karka, because he can say to the Baal Karka, the Hoki Shokli, this is the reason why I took this cash. I don't know if you read it in the Gemara, actually, you know that. Ikadami, let's see it in the Gemara. Ikadami. Ikudomi, see the Ikudomi? Ada Abed of Pisa. Middle of the Omid. That's where the line is high down below. Ikudomi, the other way of looking at the other Abed, leader of Pisa. Just the opposite the other way, meaning we think he should be Potter. The Omele, because the brother who took the cash says, it's a bit hard to read the words of the Marian. The Ochi is shot big sovereign. This is why I took Kesef, meaning I took a gamble. The Meganvi, I took this gamble, the Ibigit Solon, Lomishtana enough. I won't be able to claim from you anything. That was my gamble. Yes, I'm saying the words are a bit hard. Olahochi, shoplets, and you took that gamble. The imitavo, loimishtam aloch midi. If it got taken away, I won't have to pay you. Loimishtam aloch midi minoi. That you won't get paid anything from me. So the simple reading of the Gemara, that's why the Gemara is a bit difficult, is the Gemara saying that I took the money thinking that if it gets stolen, this is the reason why I took the money. If it gets stolen, I won't be able to claim from you. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's not what I mean. It doesn't mean that I took the money thinking this is why. I mean, I took the gamble of taking this money, that if it gets stolen, I won't be able to claim back from you, based on the assumption that you're taking the gamble, that if you take the car, you won't be able to get anything back from me. That's the gamble.
I took the cash despite the fact that it wouldn't be able
to. Right. No. The words, the hockey, sounds like I took it because. Yeah, I mean, like you're saying, despite it would be better. So I think that's the way we have to read it. I took it knowing that I might lose out the cash. Because it might get stolen, but I took it because knowing that if you get your power taken away, you won't be able to claim it back from me. That was the cash together.
So like it's again, the risk on the assumption that his brother is also going to be
a super. Right. So that can't be what Rav Asi is saying. What is Rav Asi saying? We're back to Rav Asi. What's Rav Asi saying? Hello.
It says we're going to teach you half of the man in this manner. Right? Not for this purpose, in this manner.
The hockey.
I'm saying, with this in mind, I took it, right? Knowing that this might happen.
Yeah. But you would expect the opposite. I took the that's money.
For this purpose.
But in mind, when they came to collect the call,
right?
I'd be clear of this purpose. It means in this manner. With this manner in mind.
Okay. I think we're saying the same. Okay. Says the Gemara, hello. So what is the Basis Hiddosh? Hello. So it must be the Shnei Achim, two brothers, Shacholku. Rav Asi is talking about two brothers that divided up Yerusha, and for Baal Choyv, Menot Al Chelkoi, Shalechot Mehem. Have you seen this tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. So what exactly changed now and what happened just before?
They just divvied up the property, whatever, the entire thing. We're talking focus on the properties.
Right. There was no cash in. It was just property. His brother was property and that was divided up. Two brothers who divided up property. And the Baal Choyv came and took the property from one of them. So now here you don't have any more disposals, we just said.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why I took it. Right? He just took from one of the lands. It's poshut, then the other one has to divide up. That's not kiddush. That's poshut. The other one has to divide up his property. If it is not. So the kiddush is that, what's the kiddush? And the kiddush is that he could pay. He can pay up his brother with cash.
That's it.
He can pay up with cash. That's what the chiddush is. That the brother lost his property, the brother came up to me and say, listen, I lost my property, give me half your property. No, here you have cash instead. You give me cash. That's the chiddush of Rav Asi. One brother can turn around to the other brother and say, I will pay you off with cash. Instead of giving you karka, which I already received, and can imagine he's already invested in it, planted in. Did everything. So giving it all up to the brother, he can give him cash. Good?
Yeah, but then he's forcing him to take the risk of the money he gets stolen.
Yeah, that's the kiddush of us. That's the kiddush of us.
Could he?
For the Gemara. Can we do a little bit more? That would be a lot. Free the Gemara, make a note and I'll see in a minute. Free the Gemara, we don't need a Basi to tell it to us that we know it already. He himself told it to us earlier. We're going to see now the Basi held that brothers can pay each other off in such a way with cash. So I don't need a Basi to say it again. The Basi told it to us once. Do it to me. Because there's a statement like this, the Machlokes, the three triple way Machlokes in Baba Basra 107a. Brothers divide up alone, and then one Balchoyev came and took the land of one of us. So what do we do now? Ravama Potlo Machlokes. The Chalukah. Botlo Machlokes. No, Machlokes. Machlokes means a division. That's what it means. Whenever we have a Machlokes amongst people, it means a division. We have Machlokes, we shall be said, there's a division between them. That's what I mean. So there was a division, we divided up the land. So there was a division. And Botlo Machlokes, that division which we made is Botlo, and we start again from the beginning. Divide up the land, now afresh. That's what Rav says. What Shmuel say? Viter, never. The one that had his land taken away, man, lost his property. He lost his property. You have to see why, man. What should that be? Should he lose his property? Why did you say it?
No. Oh, no. Because
the issue
between Shmuel and
Rav. And Rav says, Viter. Revia Mekarka or Revia Memois. And as he told us, well, not was, he said that Noito Revia, and we're going to learn the first part of Rashi, it means he only gets a quarter. The Vasi holds that really there were two brothers. One lost his land, the other one still got half the property. So half of that, half of a quarter be'etzem is he gives back. That means there's one property left. But you would have thought that he should give half of that property to his brother. He doesn't give half of that property to his brother. He gives a quarter of the property to the brother.
Which is an equivalent.
Or cash equivalent to a quarter of the property. Right? So what's pshat? Why should have Asi say that you give half of the half? Right? Half of the half of the half, really. Right? We've got three halves now, really. That means the brother has now the half of the Yerusha. He has to give, really, would have thought, half of that, which is, and you would say, a quarter of the whole Yerusha, but half of his property, but it's not true. He has to give a quarter of his property. Why should that be? So it's going to be based on, there's some sopik here, whether the chlal has to pay, and there's a rule, sunkazol, momoin, hamutal, the sopik, cholkin. Whenever we have a sopik about certain halacha, cholkin. So he's going with that idea, so it's going to be with cholkin. So, we have a sop, we have to see what the sopik is. Whether bakhlal I have to pay, since it's a sopik, I only have to pay half of what I would have possibly had to pay. So I would have possibly had to pay you half of my property. So since it's a sopik, I pay you a quarter. And that quarter, this is the point now, I've asked you, that quarter, I can either give you cash, I can either give you the character, or give you cash. So we see, and that's what the Gemara's cash, and we see Ravasi already told us, you can either give cash, or you can give cash, either cash or cash. So why did Gemara say it again here? Oh, Ravasi, he already told us in Baba Basra, he can either give cash or cash. That's the cash of the Gemara. So before we go into each one, why Rav says this, why Shmuel says this, and why Ravasi says this, let's see Rashi. Ikim, the Shnei Achim Shacholku, you see Rashi, first one line is the Hochi, Shokli, just under halfway down. Shnei Achim Shacholku, Kaka, Uva, what's base chess? Balchoy, but not Zalchine, Koyachod. He took away the Kaka of one, portion of one. And then, it's Bodlin. Oh, very, very good question. That's such a fantastic question.
That's something nasty for
such a fantastic question.
Oh,
it's the fourth, the fifth places on the page. First one on the wide lines with Torah,
Kilkus. I'm going to assume you don't
want to have any of this. No, don't assume anything. Tres Alain Kasha, Tres Asid, the very good Kasha. Okay, so the Gemara said, to Rashi, right to Rashi, Vav al Choy, Benot al Chedek Echot, the Mishanim Loi, so then the Halakha is, the Mishanim Loi Ha'akha, the other one has to pay him, Chatzi Chelkoi, half of his portion, either that, oi karka, either by paying karka, oi mesalikli mezuzi, or you can push him off with kesef. Vahaynu, ayin kikarka. That's what Rav Asi meant when he said, ayin kikarka. The motzi mesalikli mezuzi, he could pay him off with cash, kebekarka, just like you could give him a portion of land, you can also give him cash. To which is a bottle on Achlikis, that was Rav, Oysa Chalukah Betela. That original the division is bottle, is negated, is annulled. V'choy is nullified, whatever word you want to use. V'choyzim, V'chol Kimishaveh, they then start again and they divide up equally Achelek and Ishar. And Shmuel says, Viter, Ibeid, we have to see why it should not be. And Rav Asi said, Revia Bekarka, Yachselo Revia Chelkoi, he gives him a quarter of his portion, Oi Karka, Oi Mois, either giving Karka or giving money. And then Rashi speaks out again, Revia is Mois, Oi Revia is Mois. The Vav doesn't mean and. It's all, we've had this before, that a vav can mean and or all. Here, Rashi says it means all. And gives an example. K'moi d'slam b'yavomis, cholatz, v'osu b'omaymo, v'nosan get, obar. Let's talk about a person, if you read it simply, it means he did chalitza, which is what you do if you don't want to get married to the yavomot. And he did maimer, which is what you do if you want to get married to the Yavama and you just aren't able to do the Yavon yet. So you do maimer, which is like a kiddushin, and that gives you the right more to the brothers. So he did chalitza because he didn't want to get married to her. And he did maimer because he did want to get married to her. But not in get, he gave her a get, which is talking about somebody who's married already, and he gave a get. Obal means actually did the beginning, which obviously all of these are contradictory terms. It doesn't mean that. It means falat, or he did maimer, or he gave a get, or he was bar, four different things. And all those things, then you see the word ver can mean all. The reason why Rashi is stressing here that ver means all is at the end of the Amud, Rashi has the Lishna Achrina, a different shot in what Rav Huna was, what Rav Asi was saying. And it doesn't mean all, it means and. You give a quarter of the thing with karka, and a quarter with Mois. He's going to pay half. He has to pay half. And a quarter with Karim, a quarter with Mois. And we have to understand why should that be? Let's just see this, Rashi. We won't get the whole Rashi because we haven't seen in the Gemara, but this chat of the Revi'a, Lishna Achrina, second wide line. Lamed Aleph, Lishna Achrina, Revi'a, Mois, Mamish, Levat Revi'a, the Karim. Apart from the Revi'a, the Karim, that's what it means. Harikakarka means that karka and mois are the same. You have to give both karka and mois. And we have to see why. That the Gemara is going to say, we run out of time for it. That's what the Gemara is. And Zemetra, we will continue on Sunday. And Mietz Hashem, Hashem gives us fair to that. A very quick, very short part of Pashal Masay, which we spoke about once before, but it's such an important part that we'll say it again. That in Masay, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the three ori miklot, even though, as Rashi says in Parshas that they didn't take effect until all six were set, which is only once Yeshua went in. But he already wanted to set them aside, and Rashi says, because he said, the mitzvah came to my hand, I want to involve myself in it. So Moshe Feinstein points out, there was really no mitzvah here because he couldn't even, didn't take effect. So you see from Misha Abeno, and a very important insight. Sometimes the person in a month of situation of illness, he can't do anything. Somebody's sick, so he can't sit in the sukkah. So Okay, good. I count in the sukkah. Poplar. Oh, such a shame. I wish I could take part in the sukkah somewhere. So Moshe said, if somebody is sick and he can't sit in the sukkah, the doctor's not allowing him, he should at least involve himself in some aspect of the building of the sukkah. Something to connect yourself with the mitzvah, show them the interest, and you want to have some shaykhus with this mitzvah. And it's not just, I'm potter, okay, very good, I understand, I'm a potter, the Torah opened me off, I'm very good, I'm fine. This mitzvah doesn't speak to me today. No, Hanabai, I wish I could take part in this mitzvah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing here. Oh, I wish I could have some shaykhus to the mitzvah of the Oymikot. It's true, I can't. Hashem said, I can't remember that. So I won't be able to do it. But at least let me have some shaykhus to it. I'm going to set aside these three. It doesn't do anything. I'm going to have a mitzvah with it. But it shows my habibus for the mitzvah. And that's what, so it says Rav Moshe, every time Rav Moshe punch on this, and every time we have some situation like this, right? In this situation, your potter, you should try and have some type of cheshek and have some type of cash at least with the mitzvah, even if you yourself are potter from the mitzvah.
This is where we say, oh, I can say to the players like this. No.
Oh, because we want some more mitzvahs as we can.
This is not in court for that?
Maybe, I don't remember. It would be nice if it was. Yeah, okay, one other Nakuda type.
Is it a Hachana mitzvah, what he was doing?
Huh?
Is it a Hachana?
Not really, because it never really takes place.
It had to take place for mitzvah.
But all that, you didn't have to do it just those three towns, we shook them, said also those six towns at one time. It wasn't really necessary.
It's not spontaneous, right? This is getting smarter. Now those ones
don't
be designated until...
So I'm saying it doesn't take any longer to say I'm designating six towns as opposed to designating three towns.
Yeah.
It's just a way of showing us Chavivis for me. It's important lesson for us. One other point, one other message I'd like to share with you is that, as we mentioned at the beginning of the week, there's a need for us to be mechazik ourselves in our Torah and our Tefillah. And in that in mind, I arranged a Seder Limud tomorrow morning. Maybe you've seen the signs, maybe you haven't, but if you haven't, posted around the neighborhood and on the notice board downstairs. And there's a Seder Limud with support of all the Rabbanim in town, all the ones I spoke to at least. I've called very much for it. David, Avishai David from Bistfila, Shamshai Tfila, from Mamlois, Rabbanim. They all urge everyone to come. Friday is a long day, and we gave you time to prepare for Shabbos in the morning. And then the Seder Limud, 11:30 to 12:30, a share to be Chizuk Rabbi Jacobowitz. From an Engedi area, 12th, whatever his first name is, Avram Jacobowitz, yeah. And then with Tehillim, we come together, we see Tehillim. It's something which is a need for it. I saw the Robert sent an email, and it's all something that should also be the Lenishmas, and the soldier of Greenblatt. There's a soldier from Engedi who was killed, and it should be the Lenishmas. Him, kids, everyone should try and do the maximum, strain themselves a little bit. To do slightly more than what they would normally do and join us. And in that, we should be zeicher to the Guru Kreidah, maybe Amen. Amen. 11:30.